Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Moran. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to second. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Avila reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. There goes Power trying to get to third. Keene throws the ball into Virgil, who tags Power for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. George Siski now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McLish covering. It's a double play. Virgil moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy strikes out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dobie hits a line drive into center field. Keene picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keene. Dobie moves to second. Woody Held pinch runs for Larry Dobie. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Woody Held now playing left field. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Virgil bunts towards third. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al-Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy strikes out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-3 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martin. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Billy Moran now playing second base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.